Many of the public health labs that test samples to determine whether people have COVID-19 have become at least overworked, and at worst, overwhelmed. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports the country's animal disease labs have stepped in to help.
Does this sound familiar? A coronavirus is spreading fast through a population. It's fatal to some, only a few days of illness for others. At diagnostic labs, staff work around the clock. They process samples, confirm the genetics of the virus, and begin trying to retrace its spread. This is the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab at Iowa State University. I recorded this sound in 2015 when Phil Gauger gave me a tour. I was interested in how researchers identified porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PED, a foreign disease that had turned up in Midwest pigs.
Now all we need to do is add our extracted genetic material from the sample and let it go through the process to see if the virus is present or not.
The sophisticated DNA testing process used for PED, another coronavirus, is what public health labs are now using for COVID-19. Vet Diagnostic Lab Director Roger Main says early in the COVID outbreak, he and leaders from the state's hygienic lab got on the phone to discuss how they could collaborate.
In that conference call, it became clear what their constraint was largely around this high-throughput nucleic acid extraction, which is those instruments and technologies are something that we use day to day.
From there, he says it became obvious how they could help. The vet lab in Ames sent machines, supplies, and equipment to the human lab in Iowa City, quickly increasing its capacity. Similar collaborations are happening around the country.
Turns out not all animals are humans, but all humans are animals.
That's Kenneth Sewell, Vice President for Research at Oklahoma State University. He oversees the Oklahoma Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab, which has perhaps gone the farthest to support COVID testing.
We are now dually certified, so that the laboratory is certified under the CLIA certification. That's the kind of certification that the CDC requires to do diagnostic testing on human samples.
Sewell says no one expected this development, despite how similar the diagnostic processes are. But when Oklahoma state officials called upon the public research universities to band together to fight COVID-19, one of the results was to push for the animal lab to get certified to test human samples. Federal agencies helped fast-track the process.
We've gone from not thinking about this at all to a functioning laboratory in about 12 to 13 days.
Sewell says other animal diagnostic labs are exploring whether they too might be able to take on some human testing. David Zeman heads up the American Association of Veterinary Laboratory Diagnosticians. He says other labs are testing pets for possible COVID-19 infection, and many have sent ventilators and other equipment to human clinics and hospitals. The University of Illinois Vet Diagnostic Lab helped confirm the COVID-19 diagnosis of a zoo tiger in New York City. Zeman says infectious disease monitoring and response is an everyday activity for veterinary diagnosticians, and that may not be the case for public health doctors.
It's less of a giant of their activity because we do live in a society where we have, excellent public hygiene and sanitary sewer and clean water.
100 years ago, Zeman says, it was a different story. Still, even supporting public health in many and new ways, he says the vet diagnostic labs must keep animal health as their top priority.
Even though they have the resources and the skill, they don't necessarily have the freedom to just drop the main mission, or else we're going to create problems in the food supply.
To wit, a commercial turkey flock in South Carolina tested positive for a fast-spreading strain of bird flu earlier this month. And pork producers fear the arrival of African swine fever. That virus has decimated the Chinese hog population and could cost the U.S. pork sector tens of billions of dollars. Iowa State's Roger Main applauds the work human health labs are doing, and he says in a post-COVID-19 world, an animal disease outbreak might give them a chance to return the favor. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.